A nation ruled by a regime that seizes most of its land coasts and lands. It is Bahrain. For decades, Bahrain has witnessed popular uprisings and movements. The situation did not calm until the year 2002, when the people of Bahrain voted for the National Action Charter. However, the regime soon circumvented what was approved by the people. Electoral districts were unfairly drawn, giving the overwhelming opposition 18 seats against 22 seats for the minority pro-government. The regime continued to seize more land and steal from the public money, also increased the dirty process of political naturalization to change the demography of Bahrain, thus leading to widespread unemployment. In addition, the regime returned to fabricate new murder cases, such as the Al-Hujairah case and the terrorist cells, under which the majority of opposition figures were arrested and many citizens were kidnapped and tortured. The date 14th of February 2011 was chosen by Bahrainis as the date for their revolution, as it coincided with the anniversary of the National Action Charter. Peaceful protests took place in various areas of Bahrain. Umata Ali Musheima was killed by the riot police, and his blood paved the way for the protesters to reach the Pearl Roundabout. In the middle of the second night, the security forces unexpectedly attacked the peaceful protesters while they were sleeping at the roundabout. A large number of protesters were killed and injured, and ambulances were prevented from reaching the roundabout to rescue the wounded. In a sad day, the martyrs were buried while the regime gathered its supporters in an attempt to plant the seeds of sectarian strife. Later, the protesters advanced towards the Pearl Roundabout, and despite the excessive force used against them, they managed to reach the roundabout for the second time. The world was impressed by the peaceful revolution involving the majority of Bahrainis. Therefore, the regime tried to discredit the revolutionaries by ordering its thugs to attack students at Bahrain University using sharp-edged weapons like knives and iron bars. The attack resulted in serious injuries and permanent disability to many students. The regime got the help of the Saudi troops to assist in suppressing the unarmed people. The protesters awoke to the roar of the Apache helicopters above them, and they found themselves surrounded by tanks and troops as though it was a war between two armies. And so the cries of wounded and children began to resound from all sides. The military and security forces occupied Salmaniya Medical Complex and arrested the medical staff, including those who were performing surgeries inside the theater rooms, such as Dr. Ali Al-Ikri. The medical staff were accused of occupying the hospital and possessing weapons, and were subjected to severe torture.
I was arrested from the operating theater, the orthopedic theater, while performing an operation on one of the victims of the atrocities with a pelvic fracture. Was taken to unknown places, being tortured, being harassed, different kinds of harassment and torture. Was forced to confess on charges that I've never done in my life and never heard of in my life, and sentenced to 15 years imprisonment. Now I'm out on bail and awaiting the verdict of the appeal.
Checkpoints were set up everywhere to arrest and rob citizens. Some were kidnapped through checkpoints and tortured to death, as in the case of the martyr Abdul Rasul Al-Hujairi. The opposition figures were arrested and tortured severely. Several mosques and holy places were demolished. Some were even built before the arrival of the ruling family to Bahrain. Men and women from all spectra of the Bahraini people were arrested and put on trial in military courts. This includes human rights defenders such as Abdul Hadi Khawaja, whose jaw was broken during torture. Lawyers such as Mr. Muhammad Al-Tajer, parliamentarians such as Mr. Jawad Fairuz, poets and writers such as Ms. Ayatul Qormuzi, professors, teachers, athletes, loggers.
The torture started with the female officer who started to punch me on my face, then kick me, hold me from my hair, put me on the floor, and all the police women start to join the kicking and the punching and the beating. The female officer used the hose to beat me on my shoulders, head, back, legs. And she electrified me. She even took me to the toilet and put my face into the toilet. My accusations was saying false information in my reports. Some of that is that I said people were killed and the army used the live bullet and the police killed someone in front of me. They said all of these are lies and I shouldn't be saying them, because I'm destroying Bahrain.
Some detainees were tortured to death by the security agency, as in the case of the martyrs Zakaria Al-Ashiri, Ali Sagar, and Karim Fakhrawi. The killing machine continued taking the lives of women as well, such as the martyr Bahia Al-Aradi, who was killed inside her car in cold-blooded scene. Thousands of Bahraini citizens were expelled from their jobs, part of the policy to starve them. The pro-government parliamentarians voted to implement maximum penalties against them, while others called for the execution of opposition figures. Cars and boats were confiscated. The headquarters of opposition political society WAAD was deliberately set on fire twice in an attempt to terrorize its members and to restrain its arrested Secretary General, Mr. Ibrahim Sharif. Residents of national figures, such as the Secretary General of Al-Wifaq Society, Sheikh Ali Salman, head of WAAD Central Committee, Dr. Munira Fakhru, and human rights defender, Mr. Nabeel Rajab, were all targeted and attacked. Bahrain TV has devoted its programs to defame the opposition figures and to fuel sectarian tensions. Not only that, but when photos of protesters were shown on the channel, they were immediately arrested the same night of the broadcasting. Starvation, oppression, the killing of innocent people, and the abuse of women were never stopped. Despite that, the people did not give up their legitimate demands, and they were backed by the International Human Rights Organization, which condemned the violations committed by the government against its own people.
That mass arrests and brute force are at odds with the universal rights of Bahrain citizens. And we won't, and such steps will not make legitimate calls for reform go away. You can't have a real dialogue when parts of the peaceful opposition are in jail.
And I again urge Bahraini authorities to exercise maximum restraint and caution and diligence in protecting human rights and particularly human lives.
And our goal is to advance a process of democracy and respect for human rights and for justice for victims in Bahrain.
The regime found itself in trouble, so the king announced the formation of a fact-finding committee headed by Professor Bassiouni. But the things did not change on the ground as the killing machine and collective punishment continued. Security forces were using shotguns, Molotov cocktails, and iron bars against people. Zahra Saleh was killed by an iron rod. Ahmed Farhan was shot in the head. Ali Baddah was purposely run over by a patrol jeep. The child Yasin Al-Usfour was martyred from inhaling toxic gases thrown inside his house. Although Bassiouni's report has condemned the regime, the latter did not implement any of its recommendations. All in all, neither Mr. Bassiouni nor the two hired American and British security experts succeeded in alleviating the suffering of the oppressed nations.